Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again as I continue a message which I've entitled Restoring Hope. Sometimes we are in a place in our lives where we really feel hopeless. We may not want to confess it or admit it, but that's how we feel inside. You know, a lot of Christians are really very lonely. They may be surrounded by family, friends, church family, and yet because of where they're at inside, spiritually and emotionally, they're not happy, they're not joyful, they're not free. Why? Because there are situations, circumstances in their lives, and I'm not necessarily even talking about sin, although sometimes rebellion and outright sin, of course, is going to be a real stumbling block in your relationship with the Lord. We better walk in repentance daily. But as we look at this chapter in Jeremiah, we've been looking at the 30th chapter, and I had shared verses 11 through 15. We see that Israel was in chains. They were in Babylon. They were a conquered nation, and that's where they were. They were servants in this nation, and their lives, all that they had known in the past was taken from them. The city was sacked, the temple ruined, and they were facing bondage. And as the psalm says, how can we sing the songs of Zion in a foreign land? Amen. Can you imagine how they must have felt? And yet there were some that were probably still rebellious in their heart, some taken forcibly, but there were those that heard the word of the Lord through Jeremiah, that they were to go, that was God's will for them, and endure the punishment that Israel as a whole was receiving because of their iniquity and because of their rebellion. Let me read now verse 13 again. There is none, this is the Lord speaking, there's none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. In verse 13, we find Israel was helpless. Have you ever felt that way? I mean, when you're sitting in the middle of a congregation, listening to the preacher, listening to the choir, and yet you feel helpless. God said, there is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. Beloved, man's wisdoms, man's ingenuity has invented multitudes of medicines, various ways that health could be restored to the physical body, but they won't and they can't heal a man's spiritual condition. There's no healing in them for the lost soul or for the Christian that has rebelled against the Lord, has gone in their own way. There are some people who call themselves Christians. I'm sure you've met them. They speak the right words. They attend church functions, but their lives are shipwrecked. And we find so many, especially our young people, who do not have a sound basic foundation for their Christian walk. They still take narcotics, they smoke pot, and worse, they're involved in sexual immorality. They think nothing of lying, and then they wonder, when they're alone, why they're so miserable. Now, of course, this is not confined to just young people, but whoever does this is wounded grievously, and outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no healing balm. I saw something on television, it was a YouTube channel, some evangelist, and he was interviewing people who said they were Christians. I don't know where, this must have been somewhere in California. I don't know, Santa Monica Boardwalk or Santa Cruz. I'm not sure where it was. But the point is, they confessed to be Christians, and he said, you know, do you smoke? Do you watch R-rated movies? And do you have, you know, relationships or sex outside of marriage? They said yes to that. And this was not news to me, but it was appalling to see. And then as he continued to press the scriptures in a very effective way, they began, you could see the look on their face, they realized what hypocrites they were. Beloved, outside of Jesus, there is no healing balm. Let's now read verse 14. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. God says, all thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. Their lovers proved to be mockers. The hewn out cisterns were broken and worthless. So many have promised to be faithful to the Lord. How must it break the heart of God to see so many playing the harlot on the heels of man's rebellion? How it must break God's heart to see those who mistreat and mishandle the Word of God. How it must break God's heart to see those who stand in pulpits who say that the miracles are over, or that there's really a new morality today, because we need to be relevant for the times in which we're living. Beloved, God's standards of purity and holiness and morality never changes. God does not change. Our cultures change. Our fashions change. The fads change from year to year. Our social mores may change, but beloved, God's word is established in heaven. It does not change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word shall not pass away. Israel was forsaken. Her lovers had forsaken her. She was all alone. Her cries went up. Her moanings could be heard before the throne of God. In verse 15, he asks the question, why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. In other words, you know, when we decide to go our own way, when we get out from under the protection of God, well, then we are open target, open prey for the work of the enemy. And beloved, whether it's an individual or a nation, hear me now. When God gets fed up, if you let me use that expression, woe be to us. One day, and it may not be so very far off, God is going to say, it is enough. And we haven't seen any trouble yet. This world rocks along, killing and maiming, and in the religious circles, desecrating God's word and laws. There's open rebellion in the heart. Puny, selfish little man shaking their fists in the face of God. And their noble efforts become like brass, instead of being pure in motive and heart, like unto gold. Beloved, we are in a critical place. We're living in perilous times. And if there was ever a time that we need to get right before God, we need to hear the word of the Lord. We need to do it now. What we've read sounds like a hopeless situation. And beloved, you know, without God, it was. And without God in your situation, it is. Some of you, I mean, I know from the letters I get in, some are so desolate, so desperate. And a lot of times when I don't hear from partners for a long time, I'm sensing they are going through something. And generally I find out they share later in a letter. And so, beloved, your situation may sound and look hopeless, and without God's help, it probably is. But let's go back to verse 11 and read. This is so beautiful. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whither I've scattered thee, yet I will not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and I will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Praise God. God has a cure for us. The cure for our woe is found in God alone. In His presence, in His promise, God said, I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Hallelujah. I just feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to obey God. The Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, lo, I have come to reach out to you, even through these minutes that we have shared together, says the Lord, even through the words of my servant, I have been speaking to your heart, and I am calling you into a new place. I'm calling you into a higher walk in your God. I'm calling you to leave the defeats and the sorrows and the valleys of heartache in the past, and I'm calling you to come to me with a whole heart, in repentance and in humility, and let me heal you, says the Lord. I am a healing God, and I will restore not only physically, but I will restore emotionally. I will restore your spirit to rejoice in the goodness of the Lord as you come to me with a whole heart. And I will restore also the things, the years, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the cankerworm hath eaten. I will restore to you the things the enemy has stolen from you. Only return to me, says the Lord, with a whole heart, and you will see me move. I am no respecter of persons, says the Lord. I love you with an everlasting love. I have not forgotten you. I have not forsaken you, and I see every detail of your situation. Therefore, come to me, surrender to me, and you will see my love overtake you on the right hand and on the left, says the Lord, and you shall rejoice, yet you will be able to praise your God, says the Lord, even this moment. Praise God. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. What a precious word. He's doing that right now. Father, thank you for ministering to hearts. Thank you for touching your people right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Well, I'm just going to bring this broadcast to a close. I feel the Lord is going to be ministering to you even as I go off the air. And I just invite you to tune in tomorrow. We still have more to share. And also, you may need prayer, and I'm here for you. God's raised up this ministry of correspondence for over 50 years. And I know you'll be blessed, and if you obey God, if He's moving on your heart. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.